This is Tanner Tabor with YTG Insurance, proud supporter of the Crittenden County Rocket Football Podcast. Come by and see us for all your insurance needs.
Hey, we're tickled to death to have Tanner Tabor with us today, Coach Starnes.
Absolutely, tickled to death.
Yeah, hey, he got his first win in Little League football this weekend.
Now he's
too.
On the podcast with his first win. Congratulations.
Big. Tanner's coaching third and fourth grade, and they had a big win at home over Union County this week. We're going to talk a little bit about that at the end of the podcast, but glad to have Tanner on. We're going to talk now about the Rockets' wonderful first quarter and a little bit of problem after that. Ended up losing the football game to a very good Caldwell County team, 64-21. But Coach Starnes, we competed with them for a while.
You know, Chris, I'll tell you what, I was proud of the kids that we came out and we challenged them to play with a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of excitement that nobody expected us to win that ball game. So just go out and do what you do. And we thought that they did that. And, you know, we thought both offensively and defensively that we played pretty soundly there for, you know, until about 5 minutes to go in the into the first half. But, you know, we were proud of them. They executed well, and, you know, Caldwell's a good ball club.
Caldwell's got two of the best players, I'd say, in West Kentucky, the Riley boys, and they sure made a difference in this game, no question.
You know, and that is true, Chris, but, I mean, it always comes down to, and we say it every week, that it's not what they do, it's about us. And I think that we made some mistakes that we shouldn't have made, and I think the end of the score reflects that. What a huge momentum for us if we go into that halftime down by three and actually had a chance to I think, tie it up maybe at one point or, you know, get the 3 points, the field goal. And, you know, you never know at that point with what momentum does and confidence. So, you know, we were excited to be in the ball game, and I think that the kids should learn from this and expect that that we basically can compete with anybody that we have on our schedule, and especially that we have a chance to win our district if they iron out some mistakes and they continue to improve both with the enthusiasm and their intensity.
Well, this game certainly turned on a dime, and as we see, when you've got great athletes that can make things happen, and we make a few mistakes. Cause, you know, after they block that punt, I mean, block the field goal attempt and run it back, it seemed like that's kind of when the whirlwinds started hitting us, and then it didn't stop. You know, we were in the game. It was within a one possession game at the time, and then next thing you know, it's halftime, and they've got 51 points on the board.
Wow, what happened? You know, I'm like, okay, we're going to run this clock out. We're moving it, and we'll run the clock out and go in down by 3 points. And next thing you know, I think that it was out of reach at that time where the ball game was over with.
We stayed on the west end of the field down there about three plays too many, didn't we? Anyways, we did see some good things. I think if there's some, if you can pull some silver linings out of this, there's a lot of things. Really, Ethan Dossett had another great game. Cody Belt had a great game receiving. And I've got to make some adjustments on my stats. I think I had some mistakes online. And we'll get those fixed because Cody did have some more yards. His dad asked me about it yesterday at the Little League game. He said, I thought Cody had more than that. So we've gone back.
Yeah, Cody played a great game. He really did.
And then your freshman guys came in. Talk a little bit about these guys.
Well, gosh. I mean, you know, we know that they're very capable of playing. You have to be careful with freshmen because you don't want to break their spirits in a varsity game. And until they're ready. And so there are circumstances that happened, and Caden McAllister and Ian Ellington got to start their first varsity game, and both of them did outstanding. I was really impressed with both of them. And you know, I think that what happens is that when you're given an opportunity and you take advantage of that opportunity, you don't look back from that point. So here's what we know. We know that Caden McAllister needs to be on the football field, and we know that Ian Ellington needs to be on the football field. So we're going to put him on the field, and it's worked out to our advantage because now it gives us a couple more players that we don't have to go both ways. And so these guys have earned a spot, and it was given by a chance, and they took the opportunity and they ran with it. So I'm very proud of these two guys.
Those guys are first cousins.
And Braxton Winders, too. I didn't know they were.
They're first cousins, yeah.
You know, Braxton Winders got a lot of playing time at linebacker, and, you know, he's going to be another one.
Tyler Boone.
Tyler Boone.
Xander Tabor came in and ran the ball well.
Yeah, and it's a good group of freshmen. I mean, they're very talented. Yeah. And so it gives us an opportunity to play younger kids in situations where we can rest somebody and when you have to have them later in a game. And so, you know, I hated it was a discipline type situation that they came in, but nonetheless, they came in, those two kids, and they did well, and they're going to earn spots.
Caden ended up the game with 5 solos, 3 assists, a sack, and a tackle for loss. Not bad for your first start, is it?
Yeah, and you know what? I mean, as a freshman, he's co-defensive player of the game. Yeah. So he and Brandon Lamy are defensive players of the game, and Brandon Lamy, you know, has a big interception and 5 solos and does a great job. And and I think that Caden McAllister had 5 solos and 3. So, you know, 3 assists and tackle for a loss and things like that. So, you know, it's good, and we're proud of those kids.
On the line, I think Adam Beavers had another great game. He's your lineman of the week, 4 solos,
yeah,
2 assists.
Yeah, and Brad, Adam continues to be a mainstay on the offensive defensive line. And it's funny because he and Brady Burke are competing now each game, and you can hear them, you know, talk about who's going to be defensive player of the game as a lineman.
That's
so
motivation.
Yeah, that's pretty good. And you know, Cody Bell and Ethan Dawson were co-offensive players. Both of them had over 100 yards receiving and made some great catches. So, you know, and Ethan Dawson, he continues to amaze me in what he's doing. And, you know, he's on pace probably to have 1,000 yards receiving.
Yeah,
and so,
incredible season.
Doing a great job.
Break some records.
We're proud.
Mason Hunt had a couple of grabs too and played some pretty good defense.
Yeah,
too.
I mean, Mason Hunt, you know, we're glad to have him back. He came back to us this year as a senior and doing a great job. And he was forced to play defense because we had a couple out. So, you know, we're proud of the kids. I mean, here, you know, we're competing against Caldwell, you know, which I think is one of the best defenses that they've really had in a long time. And so we had someone who quit this past week, and so we had to put somebody else in a cornerback, and then we had 2 discipline situations, so we had to put 2 freshmen in there. So, you know, I mean, really, you know, for three new guys really to be in there, not saying that Castillo is new out there, but you take away one that's starting, and now you have to put somebody in a starting role. And I think that they did a great job.
You know, Castiller had 5 tackles in the game, too. Great game by him.
Just and had Cody Belt's the other one, the other corner that plays. So, you know, I mean, it's good. The kids are understanding. You know, we hate the outcome of the game, the way it ended up, based on the way it started, because I really don't feel like that they were better than we were. I don't think that it was a 64-21. Yeah. Better than we were, but you know, it looks better if you finish a game.
Well, I know that there was a huge crowd there. Both sides had a lot of people at the game, and it got mighty quiet over on the other side. And Tanner, I know you've got some connections over in Princeton. Your wife is from Princeton. What's your take on this? Did you kind of see the air go out of the Caldwell County side there?
Hey, there's no lie. Halfway through the second quarter, they were nervous. Very nervous, and so I think you take a lot of positives from that.
Yeah, and we do. I mean, we understand that. I think the kids will understand that as well, and hopefully they understand that that we build from that and we get better. But, you know, I'm going to tell you what, it was such an emotional game, and the, you know, what it meant, and the, you know, with Coach Barnes and Parkinson's disease, and it shows that we're fighting for a game, and that other people are fighting for their life. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that's a lesson in and of itself. And so we hope the kids understand that.
Let's talk a little bit about Little League football, Tanner. It was opening weekend out here this week, and your team, 3rd and 4th grade, won, and Union County came back on the 5th, 6th grade team, beat them. But both teams really looked good, and I saw for the first time they're doing kickoffs now with older kids.
Yeah, that was a test run on the 5th and 6th for the first week. They're going to meet together this week and determine whether they thought it was a positive or a negative. They're trying to figure out if that helps kids going into middle school. So
yeah, I get it. You know, I would just have to question that if they have everybody on the same level, then once they get past that same level, it's really not safe for the guys that's returning
carrying the ball. Yeah, they're kind of
because there's no
strung
blocker,
out, aren't
you know,
they?
So yeah. They're putting everybody on the same level, and yeah. And I don't necessarily know that's something that, and I understand what they're trying to do, but
they
did trying to protect them.
They move them up. They can only be so deep, right?
Yeah, their thought was, well,
but if you kick it over their head. Do they
and
go get
there's
it?
Not a massive collision, but you're kind of hanging the guys
hanging
return
the return guys out to yeah, dry, and that's the only thing that I saw. So,
yeah.
And that's something that had to be talked about.
Yeah, well, it was. Hey, I tell you what, I'm impressed with our guys, your team and Jacob Courtney's team, just really well, you know, obviously well coached, obviously. I mean, I'm serious. It, you know, I've been there before, and when you get five guys that age to line up properly without, you know, being off sides or something, that's just saying something. Those guys look like a well-oiled machine all the way down. And you even your guys throwing the ball around and
yeah.
having fun, man.
Well, it takes a good group of kids and then also a good group of coaches. And I got Aaron Summers helping us coach, Joey Rich, and then myself, and then when Coach Darns let Sean Thompson go, we get him. So, and so
hey, Sean's son can run the football, can he?
He did. We were trying to. We at the end of the game, we were up a touchdown. It was a minute to go. We were trying to. I told him we just need to get it one more first down, and it's over. And he never quit running. So
he looks good. And so does those Quinn Summers. That's a good group, and I sure did enjoy being at it. It was like a festive atmosphere. People had their lawn chairs, were sitting on the sidelines, and hey, it was a great atmosphere.
Well,
yesterday.
This is my first. My stepson is a third grader. This is my first year coaching and being involved in it. There was a big crowd.
Hey,
I don't know
huge.
If that's normal.
No, it's not normal.
Well,
it's not normal based on what they had in the past, but I mean that Little League is good followers, but I'm telling you, it's not. That was a huge crowd.
It was a
big
crowd.
Thought it was. I did, but that was my first one, so you know.
No, that was a huge crowd. But,
and you know, that's what we're seeing. Of course, my son's in middle school now, and they talk about it. Those kids, they notice it. You know, middle school games, they start at 5:30. You know, a lot of parents can't get there. Grandparents were. They can't get there. And there's hardly anybody in the stands for those middle school games. And they'll tell you, it's like a letdown. Coming from Little League, when the stadium's packed and all the cheerleaders, and they get to middle school, and it seems like it's kind of a little letdown for them. But
well, I didn't know what to expect. We had it was our first game. I think we got a pretty good team. We got a bunch of kids. We got everybody in. You know, I was pretty excited. I'm pretty excited about how it's going to turn out this year. So
that's good, because you'll always remember that first win. I remember that too.
Yeah, you got a few more to go, a few more wins to go for Coach Starnes. This is the last year, and we will have Webster County. We'll be over at Webster County this week, and we'll talk about that on Thursday's podcast. I do want to mention that the Tradewater Music Fest is offering $10 tickets for anybody that leaves the game over at Webster County. You know, it's on the way home. And if you want to come in and watch the end of the concert, it's only $10. And just all you have to do is tell them to score the football game at the gate. So
good deal. Hey, Chris, let me just mention, I can't get away without mentioning, you know, just saying thank you to Serena Dickerson and Heather Boone for all the work that they put in for the State Barn Strong shirts and raising money for Parkinson's. And you know, it's pretty amazing when you can raise $8,500 in that short amount of time from the two schools. So they did an excellent job. We'd like to say thank you to them.
Great job, great calls. All right, Tanner, thank you for being here today. Coach Starnes, we'll talk to you on Thursday.
All right, buddy, see you.